Well, welcome back, and I'm excited to study our next section, which is beginning a mini-series on giving Bible studies.
欢迎回到我们的布道训练，我们今天要开始的是我们如何给人查经的这个小系列。
Everyone wants to know, how can I give a spirit-filled Bible study?
每个人都想知道我要给怎么给一个充满圣灵的这个查经班。
I remember when I first became a Christian, I was so excited about the new things I had learned.
我记得我当一开始成为基督徒的时候，我非常兴奋关于我所学到的东西。
I was so excited about what Jesus had done in my life.
我对耶稣在我生命之中所做的是非常兴奋。
And I wanted to share it with everybody that I met.
我要与我每一位遇到的人都分享。
So I began to invite my college friends. When I was in college, I began to invite them to my home.
所以我邀请我这些大学的朋友来到我家。
And I would give them Bible studies.
是给他们查经。
Now I wasn't real sure how to do it.
我其实没有什么概念如何去做到。
So I just shared with them the things that I had already been learning.
我就跟他们分享我所学到的东西。
But that became a problem.
就变成了一个问题了。
Because as I gave Bible studies to my friends, it began to go for 3, 4, and even 5 hours at a time.
每当我给他们查经的时候，可能甚至高达三四五个小时。
I was all excited.
我非常兴奋。
And it would start out, I would be sitting on the couch beside them, studying the Bible.
一开始我就跟他们坐在沙发上。
And then I would get more excited.
我就很兴奋。
And more excited.
就更兴奋。
Until eventually I was standing up in front of them, preaching to them.
直到最后我好像站在他们面前，就像跟他们证道一样。
That didn't work out so well.
那不是很好的主意。
I couldn't figure out why they never wanted to talk to me anymore.
我不能了解为什么他们是不再要跟我说话了。
And so when I went to a Bible training camp,
到一个圣经训练营的时候，
I finally learned how to give Bible studies the right way.
我终于学习如何正确的给人查经。
And I hope that what you'll learn here will be beneficial to you as well.
希望你今天所学习到的对你有所益处。
Since that time, I've come a long way.
当时当然是和现在有所不同。
I still make mistakes.
我当然还有犯错。
I still, many times, at times I scare people.
有时候还可能吓到别人。
But God has been helping me grow.
但上帝在帮助我成长。
I want to begin with an illustration.
我要以一个描述来开始。
But before we do that, let's have a word of prayer.
开始前让我们先做个祷告。
Father in heaven, once again, we thank you so much.
感谢上帝，我们感谢你。
That you have given us such great tools to learn how to share with others.
你给我们这么好的这些器具，如何与别人分享。
I pray that as we follow these principles, we'll be more effective for you.
当我们跟随这些原则的时候，我们祷告，我们会更加的有效。
Help us to learn and grow.
帮助我们学习，帮助我们成长。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Let's suppose that you have 10 people that God wants you to witness to.
想象上帝可能要你向十个人做见证。
You know, one of the biggest fears about witnessing or giving Bible studies is that we're always afraid we're going to say the wrong thing.
做见证或给人查经的最大的惧怕就是我们害怕自己说错。
How many of you have felt that way before?
谁曾经有这种感觉？
You know, I would say something to this person, but what if I say the wrong thing?
我可能对一个人说了一件事，可是如果我说错了怎么办？
I've often felt that way, even after I've been a soul winner for many years.
很多时候我感觉到非常的有这种感觉，虽然我已经做不到佳作了。
You see, that's a lie that the devil wants you to believe.
这是魔鬼要我们相信的一个谎言。
So let me give you this example. We have 10 people.
所以让我举个例子，可能有十个人。
And let's suppose that I say something, I try to witness to all 10 of these people.
可能我要跟十个人做见证。
And three of those people say, oh, get lost, I don't want anything to do with your religion or your Christianity.
三个人就说，哦，你走开了，我不要和你的宗教有什么的关系。
Your Bible's foolish, don't even talk to me about it.
圣经是愚蠢的，不要跟我说这些东西。
So those three, we throw out.
这三个就没有了。
And then there are four people.
还有四个人。
Whom I witness to and I say the right thing.
四个人我对他们做见证了，我说对了东西。
And they're interested for a very long time.
他们很长时间有兴趣。
And I study the Bible with each one of them. But somewhere during the course of my Bible studies, I say the wrong thing. And they say, you know, I don't want to do Bible studies anymore. That's happened to me many times. But I learned from my mistakes. So that's seven people that have rejected. It happens. One of the Bible workers' biggest challenges is learning how to deal with rejection. And it doesn't have anything to do with you. But Jesus said most people will not accept him. So when people reject us, we shouldn't take it personally. We shouldn't become discouraged, but we should become encouraged because we know we're doing the right thing. But let's suppose that three out of those 10 people, I studied the Bible with them. They are very interested. They receive Christ. They accept all the truths for the last days. And they become members of the church. And when Jesus comes, they are in heaven with us. So three out of those 10 people said yes to Jesus because I was willing to make an effort. Now let's look at the other side. Suppose I have 10 more people. And because I am afraid of saying the wrong thing, because I may be afraid that they might reject me, because I don't know if I know enough to share with them, because of any one of those reasons, I don't say anything to all 10 of them. What's going to happen? They're going to be what? They're going to be lost. So think about it this way. Is it better to say something, risking the chance you might say the wrong thing, or is it better to say nothing at all, knowing that those people will be lost? Which is better? It's better to what? Say something. You see, too many people are afraid they're going to say the wrong thing. They're too afraid that they don't know what to do. But if you would just do something, God can bless it. Amen. We want to talk today about how to give Bible studies. I want to share with you a very interesting statistic. Many of us think about, when we think about soul winning, we think about great famous evangelists. Maybe Mark Finley. Maybe Doug Batchelor. Maybe you can think of some famous evangelist that you know. And we often think that these evangelists are the ones that bring lots of people in. But I want to show you the power of what one person can do. Let's suppose that in 1 year, an evangelist can baptize 1,000 people every single day. At the end of 1 year, how many people has he won? 365,000 people.
365,000人,
1,000 per day. But let's suppose that I'm just a humble church member. And I can't preach. I can't do an evangelistic meeting. All I can do is witness to my neighbor. But I begin Bible studies with my neighbor. And at the end of 1 year, my neighbor decides he wants to follow Jesus. He wants to join the church. So at the end of that first year, that evangelist has won so many people, but I've only won one.
所以一年后，布道家赢得这么多圣灵，我只赢得一位。
How many people have I really won?
我真的赢得了多少人?
Two, right?
两位，对吗?
Because as we give Bible studies to our friends and our neighbors, we become more reliant upon God and we draw closer to God.
每当我们, 为别人查经给别人分享的时候,
and that increases our relationship with Him.
这增加我们与他的关系。
So let's say I say to my neighbor, hey, would you like to learn how to share with other people what you've learned from me?
可能我就, 对我的邻居说你想与别人分享你跟我学习的事吗?
And he says, absolutely.
他说当然要啊。
And so I show him how to give Bible studies.
就跟他研究如何给人查经。
So he goes to his neighbor.
如果他去他的, 邻居那里,
on the other side.
可能在另一边的邻居,
and I go to my neighbor on the other side.
我就去我另一边的邻居,
and we both start studying the Bible with another person.
我们开始与另一个人研究圣经。
So at the end of the year, how many people have I now won?
在一年后我又得到了多少圣灵?
I've won my neighbor.
我的邻居,
his neighbor.
我的邻居的,
and my other neighbor, right?
一个邻居,
now the evangelist has baptized 730,000 people in 2 years.
所以在两年内,
he's really outdoing me very quickly, right?
他很快地一直地赢,
now you notice after 8 years, the evangelist has won almost 3 million people.
你看啊,八年后,
but just by winning one person at a time and then training them how to win someone, I've won only about 250 people.
但是如果, 我每年这样子训练别人,并且训练他们给人查经,我就可以得, 赢得大概256名。
But I want you to notice over time what happens.
可是根据,跟着时间的, 过去, 我们可以看到如何的, 发展。
After 23 years, the evangelist has won about 8.5 million people.
23年后可能, 布道家赢得了850万人。
Boy, he's growing a lot, isn't he?
当然是越来越多人。
But just by me winning one and then training one, after 23 years, look how many I've won.
23年后如果我一直训练别人的话，我们可以看到我们赢得多少胜利。
Almost the same amount as the evangelist.
几乎与这个布道家有一样的人数。
How is that possible?
怎么可能呢?
Because as I win one and train one, every time that happens, the number grows.
当我赢得一位并且训练一位的时候，这个数据会倍增。
And ultimately becomes exponential. So after 24 years,
24年,
just one more year,
多一年,
my number now doubles to over 16 million.
我的数据已经达到了可能11,600万。
After just one more year, it almost doubles again to over 33 million.
再多一年就是25年后已经达到了3,300万了。
And after 26 years, I have won over 67 million people, almost 7 times the amount of the evangelist.
在26年后,我赢得了几乎6,700万人。
And it all started where? With just winning my neighbor. Now, of course, these are large numbers. But it proves the point. Is that, is it more important to be able to preach or to be able to give Bible studies? It's more important to give Bible studies. Because that is where true soul winning is. We need preachers. But preachers aren't going to finish the work. We need the common lay person to be trained and equipped to win souls for Christ. And when that happens, the growth will be exponential of people coming into our church. There's a very neat quote that I want to read to you. It says, the beauty and true efficiency of the Bible study method of personal evangelism lies in ministry to a one-soul audience.
这是真正的, 查经方法。 的美丽还有真正的效果，能够在我们看到对一个生灵的观众来查经是最有效的。
The winning of one soul to Christ or of 10,000 souls to Christ is best done by the personal effort of one person, an individual.
所以赢得一个生灵给基督，或者赢得一万个生灵给基督，是给一个为一个人的努力所得到的最好的方式。
Now notice this powerful statement.
看看这个非常有力的摘录。
Winning one soul at a time.
每次赢得一个生灵。
Usually ends up resulting in winning a multitude or a large number of souls in the process of time.
随着时间的过去，你就会赢得很大的群众。
How does that work?
为何这样子呢？
Because when you win one, you win more.
你当你赢得一个的话，你就会赢得更多。
And then that person wins some.
那个人就会赢得其他的。
And it just grows and grows.
随着增长。
I remember there was a story of this one evangelist.
我记得一个故事啊，布道家的故事。
And he preached a full evangelistic series.
他讲了一个啊全集的布道会。
But he became so discouraged.
啊，当他开始的如此的灰心。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because at the end of his meetings, there was just one.Young person that was baptized.
聚会后只有一个年轻人受洗。
One scrawny, skinny little 16-year-old boy.
一个非常瘦小的16岁男孩子。
And do you know who that was?
你知道那位人是谁吗？
Mark Finley.
那位人是马可芬尼牧师。
And how many thousands has Mark Finley brought into the church?
马可芬尼已经带入教会了上千人。
When my cousin was brought into the church, my uncle was brought into the church.
一开始我叔叔带啊被带入教会。
Then his wife was baptized.
之后他妻子也受洗了。
And then his son, my cousin, was baptized.
然后他儿子我的表弟。
And then I was baptized.
然后我被受洗了。
And I've been going around the world preaching evangelistic meetings.
我在啊世界各地讲这些布道会。
And then my cousin's wife was baptized.
而我的表弟的这个妻子也受洗了。
Then her mother started doing Bible studies, and she got baptized.
妻子的妈妈也开始查经，她也受洗了。
And now her husband is doing Bible studies.
而且妈妈的丈夫也一起在查经，也受洗。
All because of one person, my uncle.
就是因为一位人士，就是我的叔叔。
So it's important to focus just even on one.
所以非常重要，我们要专注甚至在一位。
I like this statement. It says, "You can never reach 1,000 people until you reach one."
所以说，你不能达到一千人，直到你。达到一个人为止。
Many times people have this great fantasy of becoming some great evangelist.
很多时候我们有这个幻想，我们成为一个伟大的布道家。
And praise the Lord, we need evangelists.
感谢上帝，我们需要布道家。
But that's not where the real glory is.
但这不是真正的荣耀所在。
The real glory is in winning one.
真正荣耀是在于赢得一位。
And when you can win one, you learn the skill of being able to reach many.
当你能赢得一位，你学习到的技能能够赢得非常多人。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
How many of you are afraid that you don't know enough to give a Bible study?
你们当中谁害怕不能够给人查经？
Anybody at all?
有没有啊？
All right, most of you.
很多人都这样子。
Many people have this fear.
很多人有这恐惧。
They say, man, I would love to give Bible studies.
他们说我很想给人查经。
But I just need to study more by myself.
但是我自己要更加的研究。
I just don't feel like I know enough.
我觉得我自己的认识不够。
Well, the question is, how much do you need to know?
问题是我们需要知道多少呢？
Who decides how much you need to know?
谁决定我们需要知道多少？
Is there someAmount of knowledge that someone has decided is enough for you to share with somebody else?
是否有人定下一个知识表？可能你达到这个知识，你就能够给人查经了。
Does anybody know what that amount is?
有没有人知道需要多少呢？
I've been doing this for a long time, and I've never heard of such an amount of knowledge you have to know to share with somebody.
我做了这么久，我还是没有听过有需要多少知识才能与别人分享。
Let me share something with you, powerful.
我与你分享一个有力的事情。
This comes from the book Christ Object Lessons, page 354.
是从隐藏的珍宝第354页。
It says this, He who begins with a little knowledge.
说以这个这么少知识的人开始。
Now how many of you have a little knowledge?
谁有一点知识呢？
Do you have a little knowledge?
有一点点的知识。
I think everybody has at least a little there, right? He who begins with a little knowledge in a humble way. How many of you are humble? Well, if you raise your hand, you're not humble anymore, right? But if we're humble, if we're thirsty for Christ, those that begin with a little knowledge in a humble way and tells what he knows. How many of you can tell what you know? Now you need to know what you tell. But can you tell what you know? Even if it's just the sentence, Jesus loves you. He cares about you. How many of you can tell at least that much? So she says, if you're willing to tell what you know, you will find the whole heavenly treasure awaiting your demand. That doesn't mean all the gold and pearls, but it means the knowledge of heaven. Isn't that a powerful promise? She says, the more he seeks to give light, the more he will receive. The more a person tries to explain the Word of God to others, with a love for souls, the more it becomes clear to himself. So if you want to know the Bible better, if you want to know more Scripture, what should you do? Should you go to your room and study more? Don't say no. You should do that too. But you should also what? Share what you know. The only way God can put more in your hand is if you give away what you have. I found that the greatest times I've learned is when I'm actually in the middle of sharing with others. Some of the greatest revelations for me about Scripture didn't come when I was in my room preparing my notes.
我在房里翻看我的这些笔记。
But it came while I was preaching or while I was giving a Bible study.
但是当我在正道或者我在给人查经的时候。
So guess what this means for you?
谁想一想这个是什么原因?
There's no excuse.
就是你没有这个借口了。
There's no reason for you not to give Bible studies.
没有理由你不能给查经。
Because God isn't asking you to explain every detail or every prophecy in detail. But he's just asking you to share what you know and then look for more. So guess what? You guys are responsible now. There's no turning back. Don't even try. God wants to use you. Share what you know. Just suppose every church member would go out and win one soul for Jesus. Let's suppose in a church of 100 people, let's say 125 people, there were 100 people who were able to give Bible studies. Now the average number is this. This is for every one or every four Bible studies given, one person will commit to follow Jesus. So in 1 year, if 100 people gave Bible studies, one Bible study a week, how many people would be baptized at the end of the year? Just going by the statistics.
所以一年如果有100个人在查经，在125个教友的教会中， 到底会有多少人被赢得呢？
25%. In other words, 25 new people would come into the church. So the next year, you train those 25 people to then give Bible studies.
So 隔一年你就训练这些新来的教友,
So now you have 125 people out giving Bible studies. Divide that by 4.
你除4的话,
how many new people the next year? Approximately 30 more. 35 more.
大概35位.
So now you have, if you have 30 and 25, that's something like 150 people giving Bible studies the next year.
所以隔一年大概就有150个人.
And then all them, 25% of those join the church.
而150个人又有25%的人加入,
that's something like 40 more people. Can you see how fast the church would grow? In just 5 years, your church could grow from 100 members to 300 or 400 members. That's exciting. Just if every church member would give one Bible study a week. Here's what I like to say. This could almost be like a Chinese problem. If everybody does a little,
如果每个人做一点,
nobody has to do a lot.
没有人需要做很多.
See, that's the problem today, is that most of the people are doing all the work.
因为大多数很多人在做所有的工作.
And we need to kick it up a notch.
但是我们需要, 再上一层.
And we need to work for God, amen?
我们需要为上帝工作, amen?
All right, so let's talk about a little bit about what are the characteristics of a good Bible study.
让我们看看一个好的这个查经有什么征兆呢?
There's what I call typically ripe fruit and green fruit.
有一些我称为成熟的果子，有一些称为不熟的果子。
Now imagine if you went out to the tree to pick your fruit for breakfast that morning.
想象我们去外面摘水果吃早餐,
would you pick the fruit that's green and hard to eat for your breakfast?
你会选择这个硬邦邦这个生的果子来吃吗?
That wouldn't make much sense, would it?
当然没有什么道理的.
You want the fruit that's ripe and fresh.
你要水果是成熟的, 是新鲜的.
It's the same thing when we're looking at people for giving Bible studies.
当我们在寻找给人查经的时候也是一样.
Now we should be willing to spend time with any person that wants to study the Bible.
当我们愿意每个人一起的讲话查经.
But there are particular people that we need to especially look for.
但是我们特别要专注于一些人.
I call these people ripe fruits. Let me give you some of the most common characteristics of these types of people. They have, number one, they may have an earnest desire to know Bible truth. You know, there are some people out there that are just hungry. I remember this one man I studied the Bible with. He soaked in everything I could give him. I studied with him twice a week. Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday, at the end of our study, I gave him the book Great Controversy. When I came back on Thursday, he had read the entire book. This man was hungry.
So
then I gave him a desire of ages on Thursday. Then on Tuesday came back, he had read that book. He was hungry. This type of people are ripe fruit. Many times if you give people study guides, they need to complete them on time.
课程你要让他们准时的交上.
Now sometimes that's not always a complete indicator.
有时候这不是最好的征兆.
Because sometimes people are very busy and they're interested, but they're busy and they just don't get to it.
有些人有兴趣，可是他们非常的忙碌，所以他们就做不到.
But I love when people, I go to their home to study with them and they're ready, waiting for me with their Bible open and their study guide completed.
但是如果我去一个人的家里，他们的圣经已经打开了，他们这个课程已经完成了，我就非常开心.
There are people who may be happy and lonely. lonely and unhappy with their lives.
可能有些人对他们在生命中是非常寂寞，非常不开心的。
Or they sense a need for change.
他们觉得生命中需要改变。
Maybe that's why they're willing to study with you, because they know they need to make some kind of change in their life.
可能这就是为什么他们愿意与你查经，因为这是他们需要的。
If you meet these kind of people, spend time with them.
如果你遇见这样子的人，你要与他们花时间。
Because they will likely be open for Bible study.
因为他们很有可能会开放于
Pray that God will give the opportunity to reach out to them. People who may be dissatisfied, maybe they're already a Christian and they're unhappy with their own church. Because many times before God leads people to the truth, He will make them unhappy where they are.
比上帝引导别人向真理之前，他会让他们在自己的岗位上不是非常开心。
He'll create in their heart this spirit of just dissatisfaction. They want to know something more about God, something deeper.
在心里他们会有这种不满足的心情，就是他们要认识更认识上帝。
Some of the best Bible studies are people that don't belong to any church at all.
最好的查经是给这些不属于任何教会的人。
Why is that the case?
为什么呢？
Because they have not been, they have not learned all these false ideas that they have to get out of their mind before they can accept the truth.
他们没有被灌输这些虚假的思想或虚假的道理，他们不需要把它丢出去再吸收。
Most people, when I study the Bible with them,
很多人当我与他们查经的时候,
they don't go to a church.
他们不去, 教会,
when I study the Sabbath with them,
所以当我们与他研究安息日的时候,
they see it that fast.
他们一下子就可以看见了。
When I study the state of the dead with them,
然后刚刚研究死亡的状态,
they know it that fast.
他们也很快的就知道了。
They don't argue.
他们不会跟你争吵。
They say the Bible says it, I believe it.
他们说圣经这样说，我就相信了。
People who don't argue with you,
这些不与你争论的人,
but yet they want to follow Jesus in what He says.
但是他们要跟随耶稣所说的。
These types of people are those you want to look for.
这些人是我们要寻找的人。
You want to spend the most time with these kind of people.
我们要花最多时间与这些人在一起。
And the last one is especially when they share with others what they are learning from you.
最后的一个特性是他们与别人分享他们所学到的。
I remember this one young man I studied with.
我记得与一个年轻人分享。
He was so resistant
而如此的抗拒,
to study the Bible. I had to chase him down.
他对研究圣经有如此的抗拒感,
go to his house, he wasn't there.
去他家不在那里。
Meet with him, supposed to meet with him somewhere, he wouldn't show up.
要和他在一个地方约定好, 可是他没有在,
finally, I said, look, let's just meet together and have lunch and let me just talk to you and tell you my story.
最后我就跟他说，好，让我们一起吃午餐就好，我会跟你分享我的故事。
So I shared my testimony with him.
所以我与他分享我的见证。
My testimony was very similar to his own life.
我的见证与他生命非常的相似。
After that, he agreed to start studying with me.
之后他同意与我开始研究。
And as we studied,
当我们研究的时候,
his life was transformed. He accepted Christ.
他生命被改变了，他接受了基督。
And here's what he said.
而这是他所说的。
Do you have any of those door-to-door surveys?
有没有问他这些, 挨家挨户的这种调查件?
He said, I'd like to go sharing with others.
我要跟别人一起分享。
So he went out by himself, going door to door, offering people Bible studies.
因为他自己个人，他就挨家挨户的去, 每一家每一户来跟别人问他们要不要查经。
Then when people said yes, he would bring them to me, and I would study with them.
当别人说要的时候，他就会带领这些人来我这里，然后我就跟他们查经。
When somebody does that kind of a thing, you know that they are ripe fruit.
当别人做出如此的行动的时候，你可以知道他们是成熟的果实。
Likewise, the characteristics of green fruit are basically the complete opposite.
或者这个是, 完全相反的就是这个未成熟的果子。
If they cancel the study,
他们一直不断的这个,
or they make excuses,
取消这些, 查经课, 而且他们做找借口。
Or when you go to the house to study, the only reason they study with you is because you catch them outside.
唯一的方法你给他们查经就是, 当你在外面你抓到他们,
and they feel very guilty about it.
让他们感到非常愧疚。
But you get the idea. If those people are doing these types of things, then you still want to offer to study with them, but you want to spend less time with them.
但这些人你当然也是要给他们这个查经的机会，但是你要花比较少时间在他们身上。
You need to learn how to categorize the people you study with.
然后学习如何分类你的信对你的查经学生。
In other words, suppose you have Bible studies with 10 people.
假如你和十个人有这个查经。
You need to divide them into 4 categories.
你要分散成四种。
The first are what I call the A's, or the best ones.
第一是 A 级的。
I call these people the willing and the able.
这是愿意而且能够的。
In other words, these are people that never cancel the Bible study.
他们永远没有取消这些查经班。
These are people who are always ready for you when you come.
当你来的时候，他们一直是预备好的。
They're excited to learn.
他们非常兴奋能够学习。
They're making good decisions to follow Jesus.
他们做出好的决定来跟随耶稣。
These are your top interests.
这些是你最好的学生。
You want to spend the most time with them.
要花最多时间与他们在一起。
And these are the people that will likely get baptized first.
而这些应该是会先受洗的人吧。
So what I do is I make a sheet with all of their names.
所以我就在电脑中打出他们的名字。
And then I categorize them.
我就把他们分类。
Are they a good interest? Or not so good.
他们是好的这个学生，或者是没有这么好，不是这么好的学生。
Because when you do it on paper, it makes it easier to keep up with.
所以当你在纸上或者在电脑上写出来的时候，你可以比较容易跟踪。
The second group, or the what I call the B's.
第二是 B 组。
Or the second group.
或者第二组。
They are the somewhat willing and able.
他们是有一点愿意，而且他们能够。
These people are willing to study.
他们愿意。去研究,
but sometimes they need a little push.
但是有时候需要去推动他们一下。
You know, sometimes they make excuses.
有时候他们找一些借口啊。
But if you say to the man, you really need to follow Jesus, they'll follow him.
但是如果你对他们说你真的需要跟随耶稣，他们就会跟随了。
And so these people are still good interests.
这些人还是好的学生。
And they need extra prayer.
他们需要特别的祷告。
But they will come through. They'll follow the Lord.
他们会跟随主。
The third group is what I call the unwilling but able.
第三组是我所称为不愿意但是能够的。
These are people who could easily study the Bible.
他们可以很容易的就能够研究圣经。
But oftentimes they're running from God.
但是他们从上帝面前跑掉。
You know those kind of people?
你认识这些人吗?
Maybe they have a good job.
他们有好的职业。
Or they have a big house.
或者他们有一个大房子。
And they're chasing after money and wealth.
他们在追求这个钱财。
Or maybe they're just satisfied with their family and they feel like the things of God may be too restrictive for them.
或者他们安于现状，他们觉得上帝的这些事物可能会限制他们。
They could follow God.
他们可以跟随上帝。
But they just not ready to make that commitment.
但是他没有预备好做出这样的决定。
For these kind of people,
这些人,
sometimes they'll study with you, but many times they'll say, oh, well, I have this appointment or that appointment I can't make.
比如说他会与你查经，可是很多时候他说，哦，我有这个约定，我有这个约定，他们，我不能与你查经啊。
I still study with these people.
我还与这些人查经。
But where do you think the best, what do you think the best thing is that I can do for them?
那你觉得能为他们做最好的事是什么呢？
I pray for them.
我为他们祷告。
I go to my room and I pray earnestly for them.
我去我房间恳切地在他们祷告。
I pray that God would create some type of situation in their life where they would sense their need for Him.
祷告上帝会在他们生命中有这个状况，让他们能够接受主。
And often when you start praying for them, you'll see God working in their life.
当你为他们祷告的时候，你可以看到上帝在他们生命中显出神迹。
For this group of people,
这一组人。
It is so vital that you pray for them.
你要为他们祷告是极度的重要。
Because if you don't,
因为如果你不要这样做的话，
oftentimes they will not come through.
很多时候他们就不会再接下去了。
I remember many times,
我记得很多次，
where I thought somebody would follow Jesus.
我认为有一个人会跟随耶稣。
And I neglected to pray for them as I should.
我忽略了对象为他们祷告。
And something would happen in their life.
而在他们生命中会有某样事发生。
Maybe their spouse began to resist the idea of them going to church.
可能他的妻子或丈夫就抗拒去教会的这个念头。
Or some mysterious thing.
或一些神秘的事情会发生。
They had a job for 20 years and they never worked one Sabbath.
而他们20年来以20年 这根本一直在工作，可是没有在按时做工。
But now the first Sabbath they're supposed to come to church. Guess what happened?
突然间，第一个安息日，他们需要来到教会，你觉得发生什么事
？The job wants them to work on Sabbath.
工作要他们在安息日上工作。
You, these are the type of people you really need to pray for.
这些是你特别要为他们祷告的人啊。
And then there's what I call the unwilling and unable.
最后一组是这些不愿意而且不能够的。
In other words, these people have no desire.
这些人根本没有意愿。
But they're friendly towards you.
而他对你非常友善。
I don't spend most of my time visiting these people trying to do Bible studies with them.
我花的时间大多是不是在他们身上与探访他们，要为他们查经。
I spend most of my time on my knees for them.
我这个花最多时间就是在祷告与他们为他们祷告。
But I will visit them every so often.
但每个几时我就会为他们去探访他们。
Because they're willing to talk about spiritual things.
因为他们愿意讲属灵的事物。
They're open and willing to talk about Jesus and the Bible.
他们愿意说到耶稣和这个圣经的事。
But they're not quite ready to commit.
他们还没有预备好要献身。
Even to regular Bible studies.
就算像固定的查经班也没有愿意献身。
Should I just get rid of these people?
我就把这些人丢出去吗？
Say, they're not interested.
说他们没有兴趣，不要管他们。
I made that mistake before.
我曾经做错了这件事。
But I have seen these type of people go from the worst category to the best category.
但是我可以看到这些人从最劣等的这个分类做到最好的学生。
Simply by keeping them in prayer.
单单只是为他们祷告，就是。
And so,You don't want to spend all your time with them, but you want to spend a lot of time in prayer.
所以你不要一直花时间与他们在一起，可是你要花时间为他们祷告。
Now, prayer is the best thing you can do for them at this point.
在这时刻最好的事物只能是祷告了。
So once you've categorized all the people that you're studying with or you're keeping in contact with,
所以当你分类你的这些查经的学生或者你与这些人在有这些关系的时候，
Now you see on paper what type of time you need to spend with each one.
你在纸上你可以看到你需要与这些不同的人花有多不同的时间。
You know how much you need to pray for that person.
你要知道你要帮助这个人祷告有多少。
This helps you stay organized.
这帮助你有这个次序。
Because here's what can happen.
因为这是能可能发生的事。
If you're not careful,
如果你不小心的话，
the devil will lead you to spend all your time with people that are green fruit.
魔鬼会引导你是花时间与这个未成熟的这个果子在一起。
In America, we call them devil's rabbits.
在美国，我们说这个是魔鬼的所谓的白兔啊。
Have you ever tried to catch a rabbit?
有没有曾经抓过一个白兔？
With your hands,
用手抓白兔。
A wild rabbit or a chicken?
一个白兔或者一只鸡
，It's almost impossible, isn't it?
几乎很困难的。
And the devil will let these little rabbits go, and you'll spend all your time chasing them.
魔鬼就会释放这些白兔啊，然后要你去追这些白兔，抓它们起来。
But when you're organized and you have a plan,
但是你有次序、你有计划的时候
，God will lead.
上帝会领导。
All right, a couple principles about giving Bible studies.
几个关于查经的原则。
Number one, everybody that shows an interest and desire should be given the opportunity to study.
凡是有兴趣还有有欲望的应该会有这机会与你研究圣经。
In other words, even the D interest, I will not turn away.
就算D组的人你也不要拒绝。
So somebody asked me, what if I'm studying with somebody and they want to study but they're not making any decisions, so they're not moving forward with what God wants them to do.
所以可能有人说当我与一个人查经可是他不愿意做出决定可是他还是一直在查经。
Should I stop studying with them?
我要停止与他们查经吗？
Well, the problem may not be them, the problem may be with you.
问题可能不在他们那里可能在你那里。
Because oftentimes people don't know how to ask for a decision.
因为很多时候很多人不知道怎么要求他们做决定。
And I'll talk more about that later.
这等一下我会说到。
But anybody that wants to study the Bible, you should be willing to study with them.
但是凡是要研究圣经的人你要愿意与他们分享。
But at the same time, we want to spend most of our time with those that are ripe.
但是同一时间我们要与这些成熟的人花时间在一起。
So spend some time with people that are green, but spend the most of your time with the people that are ripe.
花一点时间与这些未成熟的果子在一起，可是大多数的时间与这些成熟的果子在一起。
All right, when we think about giving Bible study specifically,
当我们想与别人查经的时候，
there are two different types that I often teach.
主要有两种。
All right, that part just before was just a little bit of an introduction for you.
之前只是一个小小介绍。
Now we're going to get more specifically in Bible studies.
Okay, 我们会更加的进入到查经。
Two different types of Bible studies.
两种查经的方法。
What I call the review method.
一种是回顾的方法。
And then what I call the presenter method.
一种是呈现的方法。
Let me explain both.
解释一下两种方法。
The review method.
回顾的方法呢
？Is where I go to their home.
是我去他们家里。
And I leave a Bible study guide with them in the home.
我给他们这个查经的课程。
I say to them, this week you look over this Bible study, you read through it.
我对他们说，今天啊，这个星期你要看这个啊查经课，然后你要。
When I come back next week, we will go back over the study together, through it together, and then I'll answer any questions you have.
但是我下一个星期回来的时候，我会与你这回顾这个课程，并且会回答你的问题。
So the next week I do that very thing.
所以下一个星期我就做了这个事。
Then I leave the next subject with them.
我就给他们另一个课程。
And they review it again.
他们再次再看。
Then I go back and I study it
with them. 我回去与他们回顾与他们研究。
That's the review method.
这是回顾的方法。
Now there are good things and bad things about both methods.
啊，这两个方法都有他们的好处和坏处。
Can you think of a good thing that might come with doing the review method?
你觉得回顾的时候会有什么好处呢
？Anybody？
有没有人
？They are prepared, right？
他们预备好了，对吗
？They are ready to meet you. They already are familiar with the material.
他们已经熟悉这个课程了，对吗
？And they already have their questions prepared.
他们已经准备好他们的问题了。
That's one good thing.
这是一个好的好处。
But at the same time, it can be bad for you.
但同时可能对你不是这么好。
Because if they have a problem with something the lesson guide teaches,
如果他们有问题关于到这个课程的问题的话
，then those doubts and the objections can build in their mind.
这些怀疑会在他们脑里。
And by the time you get there the next week, they're ready to argue and fight with you rather than study.
但下一个星期你来到的时候，他们是要跟你争吵，而不是要跟你研究。
So it has the good things, but also has the bad things.
所以有它好处，还有它的坏处。
What type of a person would be good to do the review method with?
做这回顾的方法要做在哪一种人身上呢
？A group, yes, a group.
第一种人就是 A 组的人
，the ones that are the most interested，
最有兴趣的人。
But also，
但是
，think about this，
也是要想一想。
Let's suppose that I'm studying the Ten Commandments with someone。
等一下，我与人研究十诫。
Do most people have a problem with the Ten Commandments？
大多数人与这个十诫有问题吗
？Most Christians，
大多数的基督徒有吗
？Do they？
有吗
？They don't have a problem， do they？
大多数基督徒对十诫没有问题。
But which subject typically comes after the Ten Commandments?
那十诫过后通常是什么题目呢
？The Sabbath, right?
是安息日对吗
？If I'm studying with someone that has been a keeping Sunday for the last 60 years, could that be a problem for them?
如果我与一位守了星期日60年的人查经的话，会不会成为一个问题呢
？There's been many times.When I've done this, and I go back the next week, and they put a note on the door.
很多时候我给他们这课程，下一个星期我回去他们家的时候，他们放一个字条。
The Bible worker's worst nightmare is a little yellow note on the door.
圣经啊，工作者最的噩梦就是看见门上一个小小的黄字条。
And it said, I really enjoyed our studies.
说我真的很享受我们的这个查经。
But I'm afraid I can't study with you anymore.
但是我觉得我不能与你再查经了。
I have too many things going on.
我有太多的事了。
Please don't come back.
不要再回来了。
That's happened to me many times. Has it ever happened to you before?
曾经在你身上发生过吗
？It's a terrible feeling.
是不好的感受。
So how do we avoid that?
所以我们怎么避免呢
？Let me explain.
让我解释。
The review method is best for those who are either in the A group or for non-Christians.
回顾的方法通常是给这个 A 组的人，或者是给这些。非基督徒。
Because they already are familiar with the material when you go.
一当你去的时候，他们已经熟悉这个资料了。
It helps speed up the process.
所以比较快的完成。
The presenter method, on the other hand,
这呈现的方法呢
，is better for Christians who already know a lot about the Bible.
当然是给这些基督徒已经认识圣经蛮深入的。
Now let me explain the presenter method.
那我解释一下这呈现的方法。
It's where I go to their home.
我去他们家里。
And they have no idea what I'm going to study with them.
他们根本不知道我要与他们研究什么。
But I introduce the subject and then we study it together.
但是我告诉他们那题目，然后我们去一起的研究。
So it'll be completely new to them.
所以对他们是非常新的。
That way, if I study the Sabbath with a Christian who's already knows about the Bible.
所以如果一个算是圣经的基督徒研究安息日的话
，and then the Sabbath is new to them，
安息日对他们来说是新的。
Then I have the ability to answer all the questions and the objections that they'll have right then。
我就能够回应他们的这些问题啊，或者这些回复。
Then what I do is once I've studied it with them, typically I study it right out of my Bible。
我就从圣经中给他们这些答案。
Then I leave them a study guide when I leave on the same subject as more information for them.
我就一直给从圣经中告诉他们答案，然后就那课程呢，我就留下来给他们做一个额外的资讯。
Now I can also, even using the presenter method, I can also study it with them from a lesson guide.
呈现的方式，当然我也可以用这个课程来跟他们直接查经。
Either way works.
两种方法都能。
So do you understand the two different styles?
所以你了解这两个不同的方式吗？
You understand which style is better for which group?
你了解哪方式给哪一组人比较好吗？
And if you use so depending upon the person you're studying with, this determines which style you're going to use.
所以你在与哪一组人分享的话，你就要用不同的方法。
Now there are two ways to do this.
是有两种方法能够做到。
Once you decide which method you're going to use,
当你决定用什么方式。
Then you can either write your own Bible studies,
你可以自己写下你的这些查经。
Or you can use a prepared set of lessons.
或者你可以用这些已经预备好的查经课。
Now I know that they now have the Amazing Fact Study Guides in Chinese.
我知道中文里有这个奇妙真相的这个查经课。
I don't know if you have any other.Types of study guides or not, but I know you at least have those.
我不知道还有没有其他的种类，可是我至少知道有这些奇妙真相的。
You can use those as well.
你可以用奇妙真相的这些查经课程。
Now, in our next class, when I'm going to show you how to take a lesson that's already prepared and make it even better.
下一课程我们可以让你看到如何拿一个已经预备好的课程，把它变得更好。
I'll also show you how to write your own Bible study.
我也会让你看到如何写出自己的这个查经。
But in the few minutes we have here, let me just go over one more principle with you.
但是剩下几分钟，我再给你看另一个原则。
What I call the ABCs of giving Bible studies.
是查经的这个所谓的 ABC.
The three basic principles.
三个主要基本的这原则。
If you will follow these three simple principles, you will be ahead of most everyone in giving Bible studies.
如果你跟随这个原则的话，你查经可以查得很好。
The first one is always.Present Jesus first.
第一是永远，永远的就是把基督先呈现。
You know, we often get this gratifying feeling of wanting to always be right.
很多时候我们一直想要做对的。
You know what I'm talking about?
我们要是对的，我们。
We know the Sabbath is right.
我们在暗示的是对的。
Right? And so we want to present that to people because.We have the satisfaction in heart that it's the truth, it's right.
我们要呈现给别人，我们知道是真的，这是真的。
And if I could just share it with that person, then they'll know the truth.
如果我能与那个人分享，他们就会知道真理。
And it goes much deeper than that, but I don't have time to explain it to you.
但是比较深入，可是我没有时间来解释。
But this is what happens.
所以这是发生的事。
Is you tell that person about the Sabbath.
你要跟那个人说这个安息日。
And they don't care to keep it.
他们不想守。
And then you wonder, well, how can they not possibly want to keep it? It's the right day.
你想看到为什么他们不要守呢？因为这是正确的日子。
It's because in order to really keep the Sabbath,
你真的要守安息日的话，
who do you have to love first?
你要先爱谁呢？
You have to love Jesus.
你要先爱耶稣对。
If you don't love Jesus,
如果你不爱耶稣的话，
then to keep the Sabbath is only a restriction.
守安息日可以算只是一个限制。
It becomes a burden.
变成一个负担。
But when that person falls in love with Christ,
当那个人爱上耶稣的时候，
and they see what He's done for them, and their heart is melted by His love.
他们看见耶稣为他们做的事，为他因他爱而融化了。
And once they say yes to Jesus,
当他们对耶稣说要是的时候，
they're going to say yes to everything else.
他们会对其他的事也说。
But everything else will just be information or a burden to them without them loving Christ.
如果他们不爱耶稣的话, 所有的事你教导他们只会是资讯或者是一个负担。
So before you try to get someone to learn and accept these deeper truths, they must first accept Christ.
所以当你要问别人, 接受这些真理的时候, 你要让他们接受耶稣先。
The second one is to reveal truth gradually.
这个第二点是要慢慢的, 这间接性的揭晓着真理。
Don't study about the plan of salvation today and the mark of the beast tomorrow.
不要一开始, 可能今天研究这救赎计划,
when you build a house,
当你建立一个房子的时候,
there's a method, right?
有一个方法,
there's a way that you do it.
你建立建造一个屋子有方法,
you don't put on the roof without building the foundation first.
你不能先造屋顶先,
start with simple, easy truth to begin with and then get deeper.
简单明了的这些, 圣经的道理为根基, 然后就拿出比较困难的,
get a commitment from someone to desire to keep the Ten Commandments before you study the Sabbath.
让他们献身于, 要守十诫, 先才愿意守安息日。
Start simple and gradually get deeper with them.
要先容易和简单的,
<笑>越来越深。 Too many people start with the Sabbath, or they start with the mark of the beast, or they start with the state of the dead.
很多人与安息日啊, 受的印记啊, 死亡状态开始。
That's wrong, wrong, wrong.
那是错误的。
Build the foundation.
要从根基开始。
Start with the love of Jesus.
要从上帝的爱那里开始。
And gradually move forward.
并且慢慢地向前进。
And then lastly, make regular appeals.
最后的话, 要一直地呼吁他们, 呼召他们。
Invite people to follow Jesus.
邀请他们跟随耶稣。
Don't be afraid to ask them.
不要害怕要问他们。
Now I'm going to share more with you about this later on in a later class.
下一堂课我会更加的仔细的跟你探讨。
But even in the beginning parts of your Bible studies,
但是圣经的查经的开始,
can you ask people for a simple decision?
你能够要求别人做出简单的决定吗?
Do you want to know God's plan more fully for your life?
你要更晓得上帝在你生命中的计划吗?
And they say yes.
他们就说要。
Is that a decision?
这是一个决定吗?
If you can get them to make little decisions at the beginning,
如果你能让他在一开始做出小的决定,
they will make bigger decisions down the road.
他们就能做出更大的决定在时间过去。
Does that make sense? In our next class, we're going to look at the structure of a Bible study.
下一堂课我们会看到查经的这个构造。
What should when we go into the home, what should the Bible study look like?
当我们去他家里的时候应该是怎样的?
And so we'll cover that in our next class.
对，我们下一堂课会说到。
But how many of you want to say, Lord,
但是谁要说主啊,
help me to have my eyes spiritually open for those that are right.
让我属灵的眼光被打开, 让我可以看到这些熟了的果子。
Help me to spend my time the most efficiently for you.
帮我用花我的时间是用最有效的时间来用。
Is that your desire today?
今天是不是你的意愿呢?
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven,
天父上帝,
Lord, we thank you so much for these simple yet profound principles.
是啊, 我们感谢你有些简单却是深奥的道理。
Help us to have our eyes open.
帮助我们打开我们的眼睛。
Our hearts in tune with yours.
我们的心与你的心相。
That we might be the most efficient laborers for you.
好让我们成为有效的工人。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
And we look forward to much more to come.
我们期待有更多的来临。
So we continue to ask for your blessing in
Jesus' name. 奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.